Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
Today I'm feeling very mischievous. It's raining, why not? Hey, back in the day, there was a dispute in the community that have tribal council. I want to try something. I didn't plan anything else, by the way. If this doesn't work, we're going to need to sit here and just do your mama jokes.
Talk like we're 90.
Exactly. That's what we're going to need to do. Let's listen.
What are you cooking?
Let's see if he answers. We wait. In suspense.
Is it dialing?
It should be.
Because I heard the dialing, but I don't hear
I'm just worried about what's this about.
I'm not hearing the ring.
Here we go. We're cooking now.
Hello.
Hey, Monty.
Yes, sir.
Kunjani, Bob.
Yeah, Peter, who's on? That's it.
Great. Yeah, see, I've got you on radio right now. Nakubamba, eh? So let me tell you a story. Monty's my neighbor, right? Monty owns a couple of trucks. And like there was one thing that I had like pipes, underground storm drainage pipes that I want to give away. So I gave them to Monty. And we agreed that there's some rubble that he's going to remove for me from the yard using his trucks. This was 2 months ago, maybe 3 months ago. I don't know, even last year, Monty. Hey?
No, the problem was the weather. The weather was bad.
It's been raining.
But it hasn't been raining since last year, Monty, eh?
No, Matasiz. You know, I came to your house, tried to clean all the rubble, but
yeah, no,
was bad.
No, in all fairness, you did come that one Saturday. I was there, and your trucks were slipping and sliding. I remember that.
Yes. No, I'll definitely sort you out this season.
Yeah. You see now, you've said this in front of Joburg. All of Joburg is listening. So when can I expect you?
That is later this week. I'll do my best.
You can't this week. It's raining.
No, let's not say this week, but you know, it's raining heavy now. It's probably going to rain all the way till Saturday. Let's say next week. Sure, though.
No, definitely this season.
Marasiza, why are you pushing Monty, though?
As Monty sounds older than you, but so pele call uti tasizo.
Umjito kren. Now, obviously, we're not fighting. Yeah, it's like allergy. Umjito kren.
Umjito kren.
But
even if he's your friend, we don't do that on the Moya.
This is my dude, Howard Alexand.
I see.
So, tribal council, if you got anybody, you can impress it.
He's such a cool guy.
He's such a cool guy.
Yeah, he sounds sweet, hey?
Yeah.
That's your new name.
That's funny. Anyway, yeah.
Ah, you guys don't know Sizwe. Sizwe will put you on the spot. You must ask Kenelo Huma. Kenelo Huma likes to make bets with Sizwe all the time. All the time she would make a bet and Sizwe would win. And then Kenelo will put her on the spot. Hey, you owe me. I want my money. Hey, I don't care how much is it, 100 bucks, whatever. I don't care how many millions I have. I want my... Sizwe. This guy will put you on the spot. Hey, in that way.
She once owed me, I think it was 150 rand. And she paid me in coins, thinking I wasn't going to take it. I took it. It's in a jar. I still got that jar now. I think there's still like maybe a couple of coins in it.
Jesus.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, that show was actually fun. Car driver was always fun.
Hi, guys. When I see you, no, you don't do that, my brother. Don't embarrass someone like that on air, using your power like that. We love you, but don't do that again. Cut that ish out.
Trust me, that wasn't embarrassing. This is like we're such good friends. Even now, we're talking off air. He's very chilled about it. It's not like that big of a deal. But yeah, I see what you're saying. But no. It wasn't even like that. But you know, I was actually thinking so.
Yeah.
Because sometimes there is an issue where you do need accountability. And when who's the person that you go to mediate situations for you?
Yo. Hey. To be honest, man, it used to be my granny, especially if it's within the family. It used to be my gran, especially if the conflict I've got, it's somebody that she knows. But right now, ever since she passed away,
Really?
Yeah.
Are you good at conflict resolution?
I don't know if I'm good, but I think I do a decent job, a fair job.
Okay. Why? What do you base that on?
Because I'm assertive. So I call things out and I'm able to be diplomatic as well. So I wouldn't sit and, you know, live with a grudge or a grievance and not air it out. So very diplomatic in doing so, but also direct at the same time and assertive.
Are you the sort of person that people come to mediate? So let's say, for example, if me and Mac had an issue, are we the sort of person, do you think you're the sort of person that would come to and be like, yo, you are pretty level-headed. What do you think of this?
I am that guy, but people don't come to me for it. People, I don't think they see that in me, but I'm very much capable of being that guy. But no one ever comes to me to sort out problems. But I'm very capable.
What makes you think you're capable if you're not tried and tested?
Because I can be objective and partial.
Can you?
And pragmatic, yeah, and very practical. Yeah, all the time.
Okay, no, I hear you. If you feel that you are the person, then I guess. Knowing you, I do think you can be objective, but I definitely wouldn't come to you to mediate the situation.
Why not?
Because sometimes, and I've seen it, when you get fixated on an idea, you don't entertain any other idea. You can be very hard-headed like that. Even when you know that the thing is wrong, even.
No. I'm the kind of person who changes their mind when presented with the facts or an alternative thought that actually makes sense. Very much so. I would never argue with you, and this happens a lot even on the podcast. I would never argue a point whereby you've presented facts that I'm wrong. I'm not that hard-headed. That's just being silly.
I'll give you an example of this later.
It's not about the money. It's about the principle. You said borrow me. Didn't say give me. Borrow me. I want my money back. Even if it's 20 bucks, 50 rands, I want my money back. You said I must borrow you.
Eish.
Usizwe was why. Mina, a few years ago, Usizwe put me on the spot. Usizwe. So I called in and I started talking about me playing guitar and all of that. And Usizwe said 99 on radio. Bruh, me, I want you to come play here. And if you cannot play, I shall boo you. 99. This is come. It was
Uwaibia. I remember that day you came. It was a Friday. You played very well, actually. So shout outs to you. Yabo?
I didn't lungisi country. One phone call at a time. Yeva. House big em clean shame such as a tata zilla and I sucking away to my killer. Yeah. Oh damn.
I spun a little mongameli next. So Saul, remember when you were having an argument about vigilantism?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what was your view? Especially in my lokshin.
Oh, I got land.
There you go. I rest my case.
Babu Jomo, telephone call. As Babu Jomo, Ntangu concert with J. Gupaman Ramalumam, Ukumbuz, any Malia Mia Cheneza go with Kashegashe, Uyoi Patalanin, Mobu presume chosen this mamma out of Colisa, Mamkona Mabakul, Moba Bengek. And ngalanga thathi imali amazanga athi biza umama kazokholisa mafana webhatha sengibiza umama amazokholisa sengizangubiza wena azibabuhlomo babuhlomo hax asilungise hax ai no my Wednesday is good oh
biza mama ke azotshela ubaba ke utshayva ure
azotshela ubhuti wakhe ukuthi amkolota.
Hey, now that we're talking about this, Kenny is giving unje. That scammed me off my rental deposits, right? So this lady, I am from Joburg, and I had gotten a job in Brits. Libiso la ekilele, Malawi, Ibilan. And then I was looking for accommodation there just as I was about to start my new job. I went to Brits, looked for accommodation, and it was very difficult to find. But eventually I found her, and she lived in a 3-bedroom apartment. And then she needed a roommate. So I didn't mind sharing with another female, you know, especially because I was starting to get frustrated and I needed a place to stay. And then how all of a sudden I get another call from another company, which I'm currently employed at right now. And they say, you got the job. And I was like, ugh, screw Brits. Let me stay home. Let me stay in Joburg. And I decided I'm not going to go. That time, sekipate tsim deposit. Did this woman not disappear on me when I tell her that I need my money back and I'm going to need it now for transport to work? Did she not disappear on me? She kept on making promises. No, I'll pay you back. I'll pay you back. I'll pay you back. After 2 months, I'll pay you back. On this day, I'll pay you back. After this, did she not disappear on me? Yo, I'm still hurt to this day by that woman. Shem, ma'amdima meza hand.
How long ago was it? Because, look, something else you could do. You know exactly where your house is. I mean, that's where you're going to live. You can, this matter, by the way, again, all seriousness, you can go to like small claims court for that if you want. And you'd most likely get your money, specifically if you got your proof of payments, etc. and so on. I don't know what kind of an agreement you had. So that one, because it's a business transaction, yeah. You see, where it gets difficult is like friends giving each other money, because there, you don't really know what the expectation is. But this is very, very simple. You paid because you thought you were going to take occupancy of the apartment. You didn't.
But then what if her argument, the landlord, is you blocked off the apartment and she couldn't take any other applications? So technically, then you come back and she's missed out on business because that room was reserved for you or that space.
Fine. That is a sound argument. But then take it to court. Let them decide.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.